The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, on to matters far more serious. This morning on News Talk, we heard from Siobhan Gifford Lynch, the mother of Grace Lynch, who died earlier this year at the age of 16 after she was hit by a scrambler, on the online abuse that Siobhan has been facing. We're joined now by broadcaster Megan Scully. Megan, the abuse that, I mean, Siobhan, I'm kind of speechless here because Siobhan Gifford Lynch has gone through a nightmare number of months. And the idea that now she's having to deal with abuse, online abuse, with threats and so on, it's appalling, isn't it?
It's absolutely disgusting. It's deplorable. I was honestly shocked and nearly brought to my knees when I heard her speaking with Claire Byrne and what she has had to endure. She has buried her daughter, her pride and joy, her baby. And to have to deal with this now on top of everything that they've gone through, it's unimaginable. And like the mountain of grief that they are facing right now and having to cope and deal and get up every day and move forward. And like the fact that they're working so hard on Grace's law as well, you know, it's just, I honestly was appalled.
Yeah, it's staggering. What does it say to you about our society? What does it say to you about our attitudes to road safety? Is there a danger of reading too much into it? Reading too much into it, I'm not in any way lessening how horrific it is, but I'm talking about in terms of the wider community.
I think people who haven't been through it just simply do not understand. There's this almost like ignorance when it comes to road safety for people who've never been affected by it and never had someone close to them die in our roads. They don't understand. And there's this almost idea as well that if I'm a good driver, sure, I'm fine on the roads, or if I'm, you know, I do this and I do that, so therefore I'm grand. And people have this terrible attitude when they get either on a bike behind a wheel, people when they walk on the road, cyclists, like we're all part of this whole picture, the whole lot of us. Even if you don't drive a car, you're still part of road safety because you are using a road at some point. And I just think people have this do not care attitude anymore. And, you know, we see it all the time. I'm on the road myself quite a lot with work. I'm driving across the country, driving home to Galway. And I'm always observing, even I'm driving and I'm kind of observing as well. And I'm noticing driver behavior is just gone so bad. And it's gone really terrible in recent years. And the reason we know this is because road deaths are gone up. And that just shows that it's driver attitude and driver behaviour that's causing this. And when I say driver as well, I obviously refer to all users of the road.
Any theories as to why our behaviour has become worse, I should say?
Distraction. People are distracted. Phones, the interface on the car. Like I've even noticed with, you know, you set a map now and you have it on your screen on your phone on the screen on your car. And then suddenly something pops up and it takes your eye off the road and it's to let you know that there's an incident up ahead or that there's debris on the road. Or it usually often says there's a Garda speed van up ahead. So it's pulling your eyes straight off because it flashes onto the screen. And it also then asks you afterwards, is it still there? And it's to click yes or no. Now I ignore it because it actually is quite distracting trying to press that screen on the phone that's like an iPad. And I just think people's mindsets when they're in the car is completely, it's not focusing on the road. Like I guarantee there's a lot of people right now listening in a car. And, you know, if I was to ask anyone that's driving right now, what did you just pass in the last half a mile? They may not be able to tell us because they're not really paying attention to what's around them.
So how do we change this? I mean, look, The abuse that Siobhan Gifford Lynch has got, I'm not sure there's anything you can say to whoever did that because that's so beyond the pale, that behaviour. It is, as you said, absolutely disgusting. But how do we impact on general driver behaviour, do you think?
For me and for what I guess what I go around teaching, I've spoken to many schools and communities. It starts at home. If you are a parent and you are allowing your children to drive, you have to instill in them about the rules of the road and about safety. You need to be getting behind in the car with them when they're behind the wheel, and you need to be observing them as well and giving them feedback. Now, look, I know it's hard to tell a 17, 18 year old what to do, but honestly, it could be the difference in changing their life or also making them responsible for when they take others in the car. And I know a lot of people say, sure, my child is very safe, my child abides by the rules. But when your child has a car load full of their 17, 18 year old friends, do you know for a fact that they're still abiding by the law and the rules? And it's just constantly instilling that within them. Like, I wasn't allowed to drive on my own for quite a number of months until my mother had felt that I was good enough to be on my own. And I just would ask all parents to step in there. And even if your child is in their late 20s or early 30s, you should still be able to correct them, because, you know, it's just constantly bringing that message home to them about what can happen. And, you know, it is maybe setting up more community events and, you know, getting people involved, because unfortunately nearly every community in Ireland has suffered the loss of a young person. GAA clubs, rugby clubs,
yeah.
You know, everyone has been affected by it. Maybe create a day where you get people in, because it is great, I know, to have the guards to speak about road safety, but I think sometimes we don't really maybe pay as much attention to them. So therefore, if you have someone who's experienced it for themselves and telling their story, like that's what I found
you very tragically lost your beloved brother, and you have spoken to about this very eloquently before. Can I just put some texts to you, Megan, that are coming through? Liam in Galway says, people just don't want to be told what to do, full stop. I fear there's little to change people's minds. They want to text, speed and be reckless all the time. Deaths on the road seem to make no difference. Bonkers to say that, but here we are. It's funny, like, I mean, I think there's definitely truth to that. I saw a car going up Leinster Street, like a really narrow residential street in Phibsworth the other day, and I'd say they were doing 60, 70 kilometres an hour. I mean, a child could have walked out from behind the car at any point and they'd never been able to stop. And I start stepping out and getting cars to slow down, but I'm a bit like a lunatic doing it, but I actually have started doing it as well, I have to say.
I do the exact same thing. You should see me when I'm there. I will, if I see a car coming and I know it's going too fast, I will actually put my hand out and wave at them to slow down, and I will actually say, slow down.
Yeah,
I come from a rural part in Ireland, and there's a car that's been going way too fast past my home house, and we have got young cousins next door as well, and I've been trying to figure out who the car belongs to, because it's happening on a regular basis, and when I find out who it is, I will be making sure to approach them to say, look, you're driving way too fast past our house where there's children and animals as well, and it's also a rural road. And I just think this is where we have to speak up. Like, I've often gotten into cars with my friends, and if I think they're driving a little bit too fast or I just feel a bit uneasy, I'll say it to them. I'm like, you're driving right now, I said, it's a little bit erratic, would you mind just paying attention? Or if I see someone on their phone and they're actually, you know, if I see someone pick up their phone, now more often than not my friends wouldn't do that, but if I do see someone, I've no problem saying it to them.
Yeah.
I do call it out, and I think you have. If you are getting into a car with someone else and you do not feel safe, don't feel like you can't speak up. And I know it's kind of can sometimes be embarrassing, and people might.
I always say to my kids that if they're in a car and it's going too fast, just to say, "Look, I'm feeling a bit sick. Would you mind slowing down?" Because I sort of think it's an easier way of saying it than, you know, than kind of being than criticizing implicitly, but. But yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we should just be blunter about these things. Lots of people getting in touch about the lack of Gardaí. Anne says, we all know this dreadful driving every single day. There's no Gardaí to spot it. Absolutely no consequences in our area of Dublin 8 alone. You could fund an entire traffic corps with the proceeds from violations. And somebody else, somebody else says, behaviour in the roads got worse because of the lack of guards on the roads. And if a law isn't being enforced, then it's pointless having it. It is kind of sad that we do need Gardaí to enforce it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and we do know from the recent research and statistics that there are less Gardaí in Ireland at the moment. Now, I know there's quite a number in training in Templemore, and there just seems to be so many different issues where we need so many guards. And I do wonder, is there maybe a place where we can create a division that is just for the roads, that maybe, you know, people that have powers such as the Gardaí would have, because we do need to do more on the roads. As you mentioned, a lot of texters have said there that they haven't seen many Gardaí. And I know Easter weekend, I believe there was a campaign. I have driven from Dublin to Galway. I was in Port Leash. I was back to Galway, across to Dublin for those 4 days, and I didn't see one car or guard walking the streets.
That is a common refrain. Another listener says, I think this is a fair point as well. I think touchscreens in cars are one of the most dangerous introductions as opposed to buttons and dials. You need to look at them to see what you are pressing. Another listener says, an app needs to be developed for use by everyone to measure vehicle speed and then report speeders. We should all download it and be held accountable. Megan, as always, thank you indeed for taking the time to talk to us. Broadcaster Megan Scully, thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.